Atlantic senior Ryan Hawkins signed a national letter of intent Wednesday as he'll continue his basketball career at Wayne State University. The Wildcats are an NCAA Division II program playing in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Hawkins signed on Wednesday at the Atlantic High School, surrounded by the Atlantic coaching staff and his mother, Rhonda.
Feels good to be confident in my decision and be able to play my senior year knowing where I'm going to continue to play at.
Ryan said he felt that Wayne State was a great fit for him because the coaching staff really wanted him to get to know the players and made him feel welcome. Hawkins said he first knew that he'd have the possibility of playing at the collegiate level when he was a sophomore, and the team really worked hard to come together, and that motivated him to work toward that goal.
Kind of sophomore year when Coach Jenkins came, we had a great group of guys that we all pushed each other, and it was kind of knowing that and knowing that Frank and Ron often played kind of made me want to work hard for that.
He said he worked hard to improve and felt he had a great summer in AAU competition. He stated that he looked at a few other schools in the area, but felt Wayne State was where he belonged, and he likes the fact that he won't be too far from home. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins said it's a great honor for a player to achieve a scholarship to play basketball at the next level. And he gives all the credit to Hawkins, saying that he didn't get attention from colleges by luck or by accident, rather by hard work. He also talked about Hawkins' leadership in the program.
You know, it's really valuable for a kid to be able to go to college and have, you know, quite a bit of it paid for because people that are paying college debt these days know how much it can rack up. But obviously Ryan's achieved it. Nothing's been given to him. He's earned everything. He's grown a lot as a person and as a basketball player since his sophomore year. So when I tell people about Ryan and that he signed, I always let them know that it was not an accident. This isn't just something that happened to him on good luck. It was all through hard work.
And now he'll focus on his senior season with the Trojan squad, looking forward to seeing what they can achieve. And on a personal note, I first met Ryan the very day he was born. Good luck, buddy. Good job. Four-star prep forward Tyler Cook is among the players who signed with Iowa and coach Fran McCaffrey on Wednesday. Cook joins Iowa high school stars Ryan Kreiner and Cordell Pemsel in the Hawkeyes' latest class. Cook, who is a 6-foot-8er, is considered among the nation's top power forwards. Kreiner is 6-foot-9 and a forward out of Spirit Lake, Iowa. Pemsel from Dubuque Wallert is also a forward who should help Iowa compensate for losing the likes of Jared Utoff and Adam Woodbury in the post following this season. The Hawkeyes open play Friday as they host Gardner-Webb. Well, two of the nation's top junior college stars highlight the recruiting class signed by Iowa State coach Steve Prohm on Wednesday. Prohm signed four players, including junior college standouts Emmanuel Malou and Donovan Jackson. Malou, a 6-foot-9 forward from Yuba College in California, was the nation's second-best junior college player by recruiting service 247sports.com. He averaged nearly 15 points and 8.5 rebounds last season and turned down Arizona and Kansas to play for Prohm. Jackson, a point guard from Iowa Western, shot 40% on threes last season. Prohm also signed preps Jacoby Long and Solomon Young. The Cyclones will likely need all four to contribute next season since they'll lose George Niang, Jameel McKay, and possibly Monte Morris. Number 7 Iowa State faces Colorado on Friday. Well, the state volleyball championships continued yesterday with first round action in Class 3A. Kemper Catholic moves on to the semis as the Knights post a 3-1 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Also, West Monona beat Forest City 3 in a row. Mount Vernon took 3 of 4 from Center Point Urbana, and Nevada beat Waterloo Columbus Catholic 3-1. In Class 2A first round play yesterday, it was Western Christian beating St. Albert 3-0. West Branch over Wapsie Valley 3-1. Sumner Fredericksburg downing Unity Christian 3-1. Dyke New Hartford a 3-sweep over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And in 1A first round play yesterday, Sydney a winner as they sweep 3 in a row from Springville. Central Lyon beat Lamar's Galen Catholic 3-2. Tripola over Grandview Christian 3-1. Janesville beat Holy Trinity Catholic 3-1. It's a full slate of semifinal action today up in Cedar Rapids. All 5 classes will have their semifinals today. Starting with 5A at 10 this morning as Dubuque Hempstead plays Ankeny Centennial and Bettendorf faces Cedar Falls. The 4A semis are at noon today as Harlan plays Bishop Heelan Catholic and Lewis Central will face off against West Delaware. In 3A at 2 o'clock, West Liberty plays Mount Vernon and Nevada will battle Kemper Catholic. In Class 2A, 4 o'clock matchups include Western Christian versus West Branch and Sumner Fredericksburg battling Dyke New Hartford. And in the Class 1A semis at 6 tonight, Sydney plays Central Lyon. Tripola will face Janesville, with the winners all moving on to tomorrow's championships. On high school football, the playoffs continue today at the Dome in Cedar Falls as the state semifinals get underway with four games today. The eight-man semifinals will get the day started today as Don Bosco will face Newell Fonda in a battle of undefeated teams. That's a 9:06 this morning. That'll be followed by Glenn Ralston battling MMC, and that's a 12:06 matchup this afternoon. All four of those semifinal teams undefeated. In Class 3A, Norwalk will play Sergeant Bluff Luton at 5:36 tonight, and Pella battles West Delaware at 8:21 this evening in the 3A semifinals. Well, the interim tag has been removed from the job title of football coach Tracy Clays at the University of Minnesota. He took over the program when Jerry Kill suddenly retired earlier this season because of health issues. Clays and the university now have announced the signing to a three-year contract. Since taking over for Kill, the Gophers have lost to Michigan and Ohio State. In 2013, Clays served as the interim coach and went 4-3, including four straight wins over Northwestern, Nebraska, Indiana, and Penn State. Well, the cities of Oakland, San Diego, and St. Louis made their pitches to save their teams from moving to Los Angeles. Officials from those three cities spoke to a number of the league's committees about preventing the potential relocations of their teams. The Raiders and Chargers have combined on a project in Carson, California, that would cost about $1.78 billion if approved by three-fourths of the 32 owners. Rams owner Stan Kroenke is pushing a rival project in nearby Inglewood. The league has set a special meeting in Dallas on December 2nd, at which substantial steps could come, including moving up from January, the deadline for application to relocate. And in baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer Lou Brock, a former base-stealing champion, has had his left leg amputated below the knee due to an infection related to diabetes. The Cardinals and a longtime friend, Dick Zitzman, confirmed that the 76-year-old Brock had that procedure done. Brock is undergoing therapy at an area hospital and will be fitted for a prosthetic leg. Zitzman says the operation was done October 27th. Brock was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 15 years ago. Brock stole a National League record 938 bases, including 118 in 1974. He had 3,023 hits, becoming a star after a celebrated trade from the Cubs in 1964 for pitcher Ernie Broglio. Brock batted 391 with four homers and 10 steals in 21 World Series games in his career. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.